A public inquiry into the upgrade of one of Ireland's most dangerous roads has begun in County Tyrone. At least 47 people have died along the A5 since an upgrade was approved in 2007, but was since delayed by planning and legal challenges. Kevin McCoughlin's 19-year-old son, Morris, was one of two young men who died in a crash on the A5 in December 2016. He said he always had thought that if the road had been upgraded, his son might still be alive.
Unfortunately, that morning on the 10th of December, my daughter phoned to say that Morris was in an accident, and she picked me up. We went down to the scene of it, and it was a long wait to stand and see what was going to happen. It was just a bad, bad day for the family. You know, when you look, it's 15 years, meant to have been started 15 years ago. We're standing here today, we have lost our son, and the question that we asked ourselves, if the road had been done then, our son would still be alive.
Kevin McCoughlin speaking there. Well, we can talk to our northern correspondent, Conor McAuley, who's been attending this hearing in Omagh. Conor, this is an important road locally, but it's also the main route from Dublin into Donegal. An upgrade approved in 2007, but nothing's happened since.
Yes, good afternoon, Brian. That's right. Yeah, the scheme was promised back in 2007 and the Irish government at that point agreed to co-fund it. Now, at that time, the cost of 85 kilometres of dual carriageway linking Donegal to Dublin down through Derry and Tyrone was put at something in the region of about £800 million sterling. And now, 15 years later, well, the cost is estimated to be double that. The scheme has essentially been stuck in planning and in the courts due to several legal challenges on things like environmental grounds, on issues about the vesting of land, that kind of thing. And in the intervening years then, it's estimated that around about 47 people, including young Morris McLaughlin, whose father, Kevin, you heard just a short time ago there, he was one of two people who actually died in an accident on that particular fateful morning back in 2016. So people like Morris McLaughlin, his friend, 45 other people have been killed along the A5 while people have been waiting for this upgrade scheme to reach fruition. This public inquiry, which is taking place in Omagh over the next couple of weeks, it's the latest stage in what feels like a pretty interminable planning process. It's going to look at all aspects of the scheme over the next fortnight, and then the Planning Appeals Commission will make recommendations about the future of the road to Stormont's Department for Infrastructure. But of course, at the moment, as most people are very well aware, there is no minister to take decision about the progression of the scheme, and I really don't think that this, given the cost of the scheme, is likely to be a decision that's going to be left in the hands of a civil servant.
A big turnout, though, we understand today in support of this development. How, though, do campaigners hope they might influence the outcome?
Yes, there was a very strong representation from a group called Enough is Enough. Now, that's a relatively recently established group. It was established by the Tyrone County Board of the GAA to support the scheme. They have lost many GAA members amongst those 47 people that I talked about a little earlier. And amongst its members there today were those who've lost loved ones on the road, including the McLaughlins and other families who have also been bereaved as a result of accidents along that road. They were outside the inquiry as it commenced here in Omagh this morning. The problem you have with the A5, for those who perhaps don't know it, is that you have such a mix of traffic types. It's not a bad road in its own right, but you have local traffic, you have heavy goods vehicles, you have slow-moving farm traffic, you have an awful lot of side roads and very few passing opportunities. So what tends to happen is you get a big build-up of traffic and then people get frustrated, mistakes are made and accidents happen. So the only way that the Enough group said to deal with it is to separate out the local traffic, leave it on the existing road and put all the other traffic on a new dual carriageway. And I think that they feel that in the past, perhaps that those who supported the scheme in this area have not been vocal enough, and that those who have been vocal are those who are opposed to it. But I think, as their name says, they feel enough is enough. Now is the time for them to come out and to campaign hard for the dual carriageway, as Niall McKenna, who's the chair of the group, told me a little earlier.
We would argue the vast majority of the people in this area want the road. We know that the vast majority of people want the road delivered, but I suppose they maybe haven't turned out the previous inquiries to show that, you know, that there is a sizeable support actually at the inquiry to show that the majority of people want the road. So we're hoping to change that today.
And that's Niall McKenna, chair of Enough is Enough, ending that report from Conor McAuley in Omagh. After the break, we'll be hearing about the latest on that knife edge election in Turkey.